We're back here on Rochester Speaks. Good morning. Today, talking about Endless Highway, an organization that if you're not familiar with, this is going to be a very interesting segment that you'll want to check out. I'm joined by Rob Tortorella, the founder of Endless Highway, the organization we're discussing today. And I'm also joined by Carolee Fennessy, who's the operations director over there at Endless Highway. So first of all, both of you, thank you for joining me today. I'm really looking forward to discussing Endless Highway.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Let's start with Rob, because you founded Endless Highway. Could you tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind the organization and now who you serve?
Sure. So actually, it was started on my 50th birthday as a present to me because it was something that was always in the back of my mind to be able to provide sports and recreation equipment for kids and young adults that had physical disabilities. I was injured in a car accident shortly after I graduated from college. And I basically sustained a spinal cord injury, or in other words, broke my neck. And so I've used a wheelchair, manual wheelchair, full time for over 40 years now, and have been involved in different community activities and basic disability awareness, disability education, during my last 35 years here in Rochester. And I knew that there was a need, because this type of equipment, funding for it is very difficult, and insurance companies don't cover it. There's not a lot of options to fund for the equipment as far as organizations. And so it was something that I wanted to do, later in my career. And when I was turning 50, my friends, family, and business associates were planning this big surprise birthday party for me, which I found out about. So I specifically said, I don't want any presents, any cards, just have people make a donation in my honor to any charity that they support. And what ended up happening, a friend of mine knew that in an article with the RBJ that I had mentioned that someday my dream was to have a foundation. So my family, friends, they started this, formed a 501c3, all legitimate. People donated money, and that was back in 2011. So for the next 7 or 8 years, I just dispersed that money in the community, various organizations that support people with disabilities, as far as recreational activities. We sponsored a Paralympic skier. We made small donations to the Equine Center. We did some donations here for some other local organizations. And then it wasn't until 2018 that I started to dedicate my time and effort and energies into the organization. So we rebranded it Endless Highway. Friends in the community that were in advertising, website development, et cetera, they helped me brand, they helped me set up my initial website. And that was in 2018. We had our first fundraiser, a golf event that was very successful. And now almost 7 years later, we've grown into a, community organization that supports all through Rochester area, Buffalo, some support in Syracuse as well. We're getting people from out of state that have specific needs that meet our mission statement. So it's been very rewarding for me personally. And I know that, we've been able to impact, not only children and young adults' lives, but now we serve adults, and, it makes a big difference in their quality of life on the things that we do. And I'll kind of stop here and let Carolee talk a little bit more, answer any further questions that you have, John.
Sure. And Carolee, this is a great chance for you to jump in too. What about Endless Highway drew you in, and where's your passion for this?
Oh, that's an easy one. First meeting with Rob, I actually realized our visions were very similar for what we saw as far as the future landscape for accessibility, not just here in Rochester, but in general. So my background, I grew up as an athlete, and I always played hockey, and I recognized from an early age, I didn't really meet a lot of barriers to the things that I wanted to do. I was able to play the sport I wanted and be a part of a team. and, you know, get the equipment and be able to get on the ice and develop as an athlete. And that was a big part of my upbringing, but it was also a big awareness that that's not the story for everyone. And especially when it comes to folks using mobility devices, that equipment is expensive. Like Rob said, it's not covered by insurance. It's not something, you know, most of my stuff I was able to buy secondhand at a garage sale or, you know, a big community swap. You can't go get an adaptive bike at your community garage sale, not one that fits you right, or a hockey sled or a basketball chair. So I got really into the adaptive sports side of things, just kind of following the athlete side. And being interested in working with sports and working with accessibility. And I actually got my start out west in Utah. So after graduating as a recreation therapist, I went out west, worked at Park City with the National Ability Center, and was exposed to this big wide world of adaptive sports. And growing up here in Rochester, I just really wanted to see that kind of landscape happen here and that kind of thing be able to be possible here. So went back to school for integrative design because design is a big part of adaptive equipment and adapting on the fly to make things possible for people. And so that's when I met Rob. I came in as a paid intern and shared with him what my goals were and how I would probably have to move back out west to work in the adaptive sports setting in the way that I wanted to. And then he described the vision of Endless Highway, which is really that people of all abilities are met with a future that's equitable and accessible. And there are no barriers to the things you want to do in life, like sports and recreation and the arts. So really just one meeting is all it took. And I've been here to stay ever since.
And you can learn more about this great organization, endless-highway.org. That's endless-highway.org. And Rob, a statement on your website says that anybody is an able body. And I know a lot of people really resonate with that. Why is that such an important message for our community now more than ever?
So it's really about, you know, access and inclusion, to be able to, you know, break down the barriers that, you know, stop or prohibit or make it difficult for people that use mobility devices, whether they're, you know, power wheelchairs, manual wheelchairs, you know, braces and crutches or other mobility devices. Just because of that simple fact, you know, architectural barriers sometimes permit, you know, access, as well as, you know, the ability to say to go to a playground and use some equipment and be on the playground with other kids. Or if you're a disabled parent, you know, where do you take your child to play? So we, you know, that cuts across all, whether it's recreation, competitive sports, any type of socialization, and the arts. So those are the areas that we focus in to provide, you know, inclusive opportunities to try to level the playing ground out so that people can do whatever it may be. Like, you know, we do a lot of community events, whether it's taking people to, you know, Rochester Wings baseball game or having picnics or doing a virtual reality arcade, you know, taking over the arcade and inviting families. That's just kind of how we start the progress, you know, making people aware that these facilities and businesses and institutions are accessible. And we do a lot of behind the scenes work, you know, to break down the barriers. But, you know, everybody talks about, you know, the buzzwords, you know, DEI, diversity. What's the E for?
Equity.
Equity. And inclusion. And so, but we really, you know, that's what we embrace, but we're really doing our part to provide these opportunities for community residents here, you know, and, you know, when it's a younger kid that's using a mobility device, you know, it enhances the whole family experience, their brothers, their sisters, their parents, their grandparents, you know, their friends.
Great reasons to contribute and ways to contribute up at endless-highway.org. But another way to contribute and show your support for the cause in a fun way, is Saturday Night Fever, which is coming up actually as this is airing this morning. This is coming up this coming Saturday. So, Carolee, I know you've been working hard at organizing this event. Somebody's interested in checking out Saturday Night Fever coming up this Saturday at 6:30. What can they expect?
So, yeah, Saturday Night Fever is really a chance to break out those halter tops or the hot pants or the old bell bottoms you might have in the back of your closet, or maybe new bell bottoms. Those are coming back into style. Come get groovy with us at Evento East in Webster. We're going to have a big disco. All of the proceeds go, of course, to our mission so that we can keep doing things like providing these sports wheelchairs or these activities, or sending folks to, clinics out of state for wheelchair basketball. So really all your involvement is coming to the event, dancing, having a good time, maybe leaving as the best dressed costume winner with some prizes, or maybe leaving with a prize from a big game that we're going to host there. So it's going to be a good time, and music centered, 1979 vibes, DJ going all night, great food.
Sounds like a fun event and for a great cause. And overall, what is your goal? Obviously, you want a lot of people to show up to this event and have a great time. But what is the message that you want to send to all the attendees here?
The message that I'd love for all the attendees to know is that we're here. Everything that we have been able to do as an organization has been made possible by word of mouth. So whether that's somebody that could utilize our resources, who we could help, they can direct us and, hey, this is the barrier I'm facing, and can you help me break it down? Or whether it's somebody connecting us to maybe a new corporate team that wants to get involved, or somebody who wants to be a volunteer. So this event to us is about community presence, letting folks know where we are, what we're doing, why it's so important, and most of all, how they can be a part of that positive change.
And where can someone who may be interested find tickets or find other ways to sponsor the event?
Absolutely. So there's always our website, endless-highway.org, but also we are on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn and YouTube, all at Endless Highway Inc. And every single one of those platforms has links posting to our donation platform, as well as the event page where you can find out more details about the event. You can make a donation in lieu of attendance if you'd like. You can learn how to become a volunteer or sign up for our newsletter and learn what we're up to, four times a year.
Sounds good. Again, all the social media is at Endless Highway Inc., correct?
Yes.
And at endless-highway.org. Saturday Night Fever coming up this Saturday, November 4th, 6:30 at Evento East. That's out in Webster. Looking forward to this event. Rob Tortorella, as well as Carolee Fennessy, thank you so much for joining me. Endless Highway, endless-highway.org for more information. Thank you for all that you both do in our community.
Thank you very much, John.
Thanks, John.